Narayanam Namaskritya Dhanam Cheva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Chito Jayam Udirayet Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, Chapter entitled Dhritarashtra Quits Home, Text Number 17. Evam griheshu saktanam pramattanam tad ihaya achyakramad avigyata kala parama dustara Evam griheshu saktanam pramattanam tad ihaya ajakramad avigyata kala parama dustara evam thus griheshu, in the family affairs. Saktanam, of persons who are too attached. Pramattanam, insanely attached. Tat ihaya, engrossed in such thoughts. Achyakramat, surpassed. Avigyata, imperceptibly. Kala, eternal time. Parama, supremely. Dustara, insurmountable. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Insurmountable eternal time imperceptibly overcomes those who are too much attached to family affairs and are always engrossed in their thought. Translation response. Insurmountable eternal time. Imperceptibly overcomes. Those who are too much attached to family affairs and are always engrossed in their thought. Purport. I am now happy. I have everything in order. My bank balance is quite enough. I can now give my children enough estate. I am now successful. The poor beggar sannyasis depend on God, but they come to beg from me. Therefore, I am more than the Supreme God. These are some of the thoughts which engross the insanely attached householder who is blind to the passing of eternal time. Our duration of life is measured, and no one is able to enhance it even by a second against the scheduled time ordained by the Supreme Will. Such valuable time, especially for the human being, should be cautiously spent because even a second passed away imperceptibly cannot be replaced. Even in exchange for thousands of gold coins amassed by hard labor. Every second of human life is meant for making an ultimate solution to the problems of life, i.e., repetition of birth and death, and revolving in the cycle of 8,400,000 different species of life. The material body, which is subject to birth and death, diseases and old age, is the cause of all sufferings of the living being. Otherwise, the living being is eternal. He is never born, nor does he ever die. Foolish persons forget this problem. They do not know at all how to solve the problems of life, but become engrossed in temporary family affairs not knowing that eternal time is passing imperceptibly, and that their measured duration of life is diminishing every second, without any solution to the big problem, namely repetition of birth and death, disease and old age. This is called illusion. But such illusion cannot work on one who is awake in the devotional service of the Lord. Yudhishthira Maharaj and his brothers, the Pandavas, were all engaged in the service of Lord Sri Krishna, and they had very little attraction for the illusory happiness of this material world. As we have discussed previously, Maharaj Yudhishthira was fixed in the service of the Lord Mukunda, the Lord who can award salvation, and therefore he had no attraction even for such comforts of life as are available in the kingdom of heaven, because even the happiness obtained on the planet Brahmaloka is also temporary and illusory. Because the living being is eternal, he can be happy only in the eternal abode of the kingdom of God, Parayoma, from which no one returns to this region of repeated birth and death, disease and old age. Therefore, any comfort of life or any material happiness which does not warrant an eternal life is but illusion for the living, eternal living being. One who understands this factually is learned, and such a learned person can sacrifice any amount of material happiness to achieve the desired goal known as Brahma Sukham, or absolute happiness. Real transcendentalists are hungry for this happiness, and as a hungry man cannot be made happy by all comforts of life minus foodstuff, so the man hungry for eternal absolute happiness cannot be satisfied by any amount of material happiness. Therefore, the instruction described in this verse cannot be applied to Maharaj Yudhishthira or his brothers and mother. It was meant for persons like Dhritarashtra, for whom Vidura came especially to impart lessons. Omagyam timadandasya ginunjina shalakaya chakshurumelitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swabhidantikam Vancha Kaupata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Petitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a famous verse, actually, from the Bhagavatam, about insurmountable time. So if you read the Bhagavad Gita, it is said in the beginning, Prabhupada points out there are five subject matters within the Gita. So what are the five subject matters? Kala, Karma, Ishwara, Jiv, and Prakriti. Okay. Yeah, Kala. Kala means one. So, these five are the subject matters of the Gita, of the Vedic philosophy. So first you have Ishwara. Ishwara means controller. Now, according to Lord Brahma in the Brahma Samhita, Ishwara, Parama, Krishna, Satchid, Ananda, Vigraha. The Parameshwara is Krishna, Anadya Adi Govinda, Sava Karana Karanam, Govinda, and Govinda means the cowherd boy. The cowherd boy is the Parameshwara. He is the supreme controller, and all others are simply expansions of the expansions of the expansions of that supreme controller. He is the original form of God, and all others are simply his expansion. So he is the Ishwara, he is the controller. How does he control everything? his first expansion is Baladev, Lord Balaram. And through Balaram, Balaram expands as the Adi Chaturvyuha, who expand as Narayan, who expand as the second Chaturvyuha, who expand as the Vishnus. So all of these personalities come from him, right? From that original form. Now, that original form, the final expansion is Paramatma. Not the final expansion, because it actually says that the Leela avatars enter the immaterial world through Paramatma. But you can say that through Paramatma, or through the Shiradakshaya Vishnu, he is everywhere. And this is how he controls everything. To control everything, if you're actually the Ishwara, if you're actually the controller, you have to control everything, everywhere, all the time. How is that possible? How can you control everything, everywhere, all the time? How is that possible? You have to be everywhere, all the time. Right? And you can only do that if you are Paramatma, if you are Super Soul. It means you're in every single atom. How many atoms are there in this 1 inch of microphone? Too many, right? And he's in every single atom. So he knows everything that's going on. He knows what you're going to do before you do it. He knows what sort of day you're going to have when you get up each morning. You get up in the morning. Today I'm going to have a little bit of Maya. I'm going to eat a little bit of chocolate. And I'm going to do it, and Krishna's not going to find out. No one's going to find out. Krishna knows you're going to do it even before you eat it. Right? He knows everything. Right? What can you... You know, we tried to fool him. Just like one time, one devotee, he came to Srila Prabhupada, and devotee said, Prabhupada, I resign. I'm resigning. He was a leader in ISKCON. He said, Prabhupada, I resign. Prabhupada said, how do you resign from Krishna's service? That's what you are. You are Krishna's servant. You can't escape. It's not possible. Krishna knows everything that's going to happen. You can't escape. Srila Prabhupada says in the Ishopanishad, Krishna wants our cooperation. That's all he wants. Because he is the Ishwara. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He can't help that. There's nothing he can do about it. He was just born like that. You know, he just woke up one morning and he was God. And that's it. He can't do anything about it. So all he wants is us to be his servants, to cooperate with him. He doesn't even want to control us. Even though he's the Ishwara, he doesn't want to control us. He doesn't take pleasure just having us under control. That's why he gives us free will, right? That's the most puzzling question, right, in existence. How is it that originally we were all with Krishna, and being with Krishna is unlimitedly blissful, and yet we left Krishna, right? How did the soul misuse his independence? So the fact is that Krishna gives you independence because he doesn't want to control you. Even though he's the supreme controller, he doesn't want to control us. He just wants cooperation. He just wants us to be happy. And what is the greatest way that we can be happy? Now, what's the supreme ananda, or the supreme bliss for the soul? Yeah, serving. That is our constitutional position. Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. Right? Everyone is the servant of Krishna eternally. Nitya means eternally. All of us are Krishna's servants. Krishna just wants us to be happy. Right? How does Krishna become happy? Who makes Krishna happy? Yeah, Radharani. She makes him happy. Jiva Goswami says she has so much potency, Krishna doesn't need anyone else. We're just extras. We're just like the extra personalities in drama. We're there. That's very kind of those two. It's very kind that they created us. It's very kind of them that we exist. Because actually, Krishna doesn't need anyone. He's got Radharani. So what else does he need? Jiva Goswami says he's already happy. Radharani's there. Krishna's there. That's it. It's all finished. Vrindavan's there. Everything's perfect. Right? But then they want to share it all the bliss, all the nectar of their exchanges, so therefore everyone else manifests. So all of us are just meant to cooperate with and serve them and assist them. Now, Krishna just wants us to be happy. And Radharani, all she thinks about is Krishna happy? So sometimes she shows one emotion, very high, elevated emotion. It is called man. What does man mean? What is it?
Pride.
Yeah, pride, like that. Yeah, it's anger, man. Man means a jealous anger. Sometimes Radharani, she shows a jealous anger. But why does she do that? Yeah. Because she knows that Krishna will get the greatest happiness by being with her. So when she knows that Krishna is with someone else, she thinks, why is he with them? He'll be happy when he's with me. So then she goes off and becomes angry, right? And then Krishna, he says, oh, Radharani is angry, what's wrong? So then he goes to be with Radharani. But she doesn't have any selfishness in her consciousness. She's not thinking, I just want Krishna all for myself. Right? She's exactly the opposite. She just thinks, Krishna, my only desire is to make him happy. He will be happy when he is with me. So then she performs that pastime of showing anger, jealous anger, just to attract Krishna. Actually, one time, she heard that Krishna was with one other gopi, whose name was Viraja. So then, Viraja, Radharani, she found out that Krishna is with this other gopi. So Radharani came to see, is Krishna with this other gopi? So when Krishna, he understood Radharani was about to arrive, he said to Viraja, he said, you turn into a river. So she turned into a river, into a stream. And then Radharani arrived and she said, you've been with someone else? And Krishna said, no, there's no one here. There's no one here. I've not been with anyone else. Radharani said, no, I think you've been with someone else. So then Radharani went to a new place, which is east of Vrindavan. She crossed the Jamuna, and in between the Jamuna and the Ganga, in between those two places, she went to another Dweep. Dweepa means island, right? Nava means new. Or nine, sometimes they're nine. They also means new, like that. So Nava, Dweep. She went to a new Dweep, a new island. And there she created a new Vrindavan. Even more, as beautiful as the original, in this Nava Dweep. And then when it was all, with the help of all of her gopi assistants, she created this most beautiful garden, this most beautiful place for Krishna to enjoy pastimes. And then she began to play on a flute. And when Krishna heard the sound of that flute, he thought, I understand Radharani's mind. She wants me to come there. So Krishna came to that place where Radharani was playing the flute, and that is Navadweep, Mayapur. That's how Mayapur was created. It was created by Srimati Radharani herself. So Krishna came there, and he enjoyed pastimes of Radharani, and he said, and when he was amazed when he saw what Radharani had created for his pleasure. So he said, I will never leave this place. He said, I will take your mood and I will take your complexion, your duty and your bath. I will take your complexion, I will take your mood and I will stay in this place eternally. And my flute will turn into a mridanga. So Krishna's flute became a mridanga. Shama Sundara transformed into Gaura Sundara and he stayed there eternally. So that is Navadvipa, that is Mayapur. So, Srimati Radharani, she only wants to see Krishna happy. Right? And Krishna only wants to see all of us happy. So he doesn't try to control us. He doesn't want to control us. He just wants us to be happy. See, Prabhupada, he just wants cooperation. Come and be with me and be happy. I can make all of you happy. I'm not going to force you, but by your own free will, you need to come and be with me. So one time, one devotee at New Vrindavan, I think it was 1973, they asked a question to Srila Prabhupada on his Vyasa Puja day. And they said that Maya is very powerful. So she stops us from reaching Krishna. She's very powerful. Hands up if you find Maya to be very powerful. Okay, 90%. Some devotees don't find Maya to be very powerful. That's because they're new devotees. It says in the beginning you get a spurti. What is a spurti? A spurti means like a ball of bliss. When you fret, just like a pabo, Johnny, he's still in spurti. Still in spurti. He's just in bliss all the time. Right? Just all the time. Right? Because spurti means like a ball of bliss. When you join Krishna consciousness, Krishna drops a ball of bliss on you. Like that. Because if he doesn't do that, we won't have the strength to overcome the material energy. You won't have the strength to leave Maya if he doesn't do that. So he does that in the beginning. He goes, he just drops it on you, right? And then you're in it, right? I remember when I was in it. I remember it. You're very close. I was walking around, yeah, like Pablo, just walking around like... It's like everything's nectar, right? Just everything. Everything is nectar, right? But then after a while, Krishna says, okay, and he takes it away, right? And then, in the beginning, he spoon feeds you and gives you, like, take the nectar, take the nectar. Then later on, he just puts the spoon down, leaves the bowl there. He says, you can still have it, but you have to feed yourself now. Right? So now you have to feed yourself. Right? Krishna is not going to do it all for you. He wants to see you do it. So one time, the devotee said, said, Prabhupada, the material energy is very powerful. Very difficult. She stops us from serving Krishna, from approaching Krishna. Prabhupada said, your desire is weak. Prabhupada said, your desire is weak. You don't have any desire to serve Krishna. Maya cannot do anything. Maya cannot stop us. If we are strong in our desire to serve Krishna, it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, nothing material can stop you from serving Krishna. Can impede your devotional service. Bhakti yoga cannot be stopped by anything material. There's nothing materially powerful enough to stop us from serving Krishna if we are strong in our desire. So then devotees ask, so how do I become strong in my desire? Right? What's the answer? How do we become strong in our desire?
This is huge.
Yeah. Sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha. Sava shastra koi. Lava matra sadhu sangi. Sava siddhi koi. Lava matra means? Eleventh of a second. How long is the 11th of a second? Not very long. Very good. Not very long. How long is the 11th of a second? It's how much time it takes you to blink. That's the 11th of a second. Right? So that much association with a pure devotee, that can change your destiny. So the more association you get with advanced devotees, the more you'll become strong in your devotional service, and the more you'll desire to serve Krishna. So the most important thing in spiritual life is sadhu sangha. Radhana Swami in the Brahmachari Ashram, you have that on the wall. Maharaj says, that quote says, the most valuable thing in the universe is the association of the devotees. Most valuable thing. So the most valuable thing is to be with the devotees. Nothing is more powerful. And to be with the advanced devotees, nothing is more powerful in terms of stimulating your Krishna consciousness, developing your Krishna consciousness. So Krishna is the Ishwara, and he wants us to serve him. All right. So then, the second subject in the Gita, after Ishwara, is Jiva. Jiva means us. We are the Jiva. Jiva means very small. Anu, Krishna is Vipu. Vipu means unlimitedly large, full of Vaibhav. Vaibhav means opulence. Krishna is unlimitedly powerful. We are Anu. Anu means follower. And also means small, insignificant. Right? We are very insignificant. We are 1/10,000 the size, the tip of a hair. Right? We can't, as Prahladananda Swami says, you can't even become 2/10,000 the size of the tip of a hair. You are insignificant. Just we're very small, minute. So that is our position. We are the particle, the jiva particle. And the jiva is tatashta. What does tatashta mean?
Marginal.
Tatashta means the shore, the beach. So if you go to the beach, the beach is in between the land and the ocean. So what happens is sometimes the beach, the shore, becomes overcome by the water, and sometimes the water disappears. So sometimes we become overcome by the material energy, and sometimes it withdraws and we're in our natural position, right, in the spiritual energy. So the jiva is tatashta. We can be in either. That is our choice. Prabhupada said, it is your choice. Do you want to be in the spiritual world right now? Hands up if you want to be in the spiritual world right now. No? But what is your motivation to be in the spiritual world right now? No? Why do you want to be in the spiritual world right now? You can be in the spiritual world right now, but what is the qualification? Qualification is you want to go there to serve Krishna. Right? To do service. That's why you want to go. At this point in time, if I examine my heart, because I don't know what's in your heart until you open your mouth, right? Prabhupada says a fool remains, how does he say it? Hidden until he opens his mouth. So we don't know what's in the heart until someone says something. Then we say, okay, that's what sort of a person they are. Right? By their actions and by their words, then we can understand a person. But I know in my heart, the main reason I want to go back to Godhead because I just don't want to suffer in the material world. I've got a backache, I've got a neckache, I've got a toothache, I've got a this ache, you know, everything's starting to shut down. You know, I'm on the way down now. The good days are gone, now it's just like going down now. So, you know, sometimes I say to Krishna, Krishna, I just want to go back to the spiritual world. But I don't want to go back to the spiritual world just to serve Krishna and Radharani. I want to go back to the spiritual world because I just don't want to suffer anymore. So that's not pure devotional service. That's not enough to get you in the spiritual world. So we can all say, yeah, I want to go back to Godhead. But you have to become a pure devotee, a hoituki. Shikshastika, na janam, na janam, na sundarim. Kavitam va jagadisha kamiye mama jamani jamanishwari bhagavata bhakti ahoituki twai ahoituki bhakti. That is the devotional service that gets you back into the spiritual world when there is no motivation. I just want to serve Krishna. I just want to make him happy. Just like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, everyone else can leave the temple, but you stay. Can you imagine that? Say if everyone else blooped tomorrow and you're the only one left, what would you do? You had to get up and do Mangalati, right? Then you had to dress all the deities, and then you had to go over and cook their breakfast and then come back, offer it, do aarti, clean up the paraphernalia room, right? Then go and start cooking Rajbhog, right? Come and offer that, put them to rest, wake, dress Radha and Krishna, right? Do the aartis, right? And then go and cook the 6:40 offering, come back, do Sanja aarti, dress the deities. Yeah, imagine that. But would you do that, right? If you were the only one left? The Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says everyone else can leave, but you stay. If you go to Mayapur, you go to Vrindavan, you see pujaris who have been serving the same temple sometimes for 60 years. Right, doing the same service every day for 60 years to the deity. That's bhakti. That's attachment. When you have that kind of bhakti, you go back to the spiritual world. When you have the kind of bhakti where you serve Krishna one day, but the next day, then, you know, you ring up, oh, I've got a headache, and, you know, I'm a bit mental today, I can't get up, or I just want to sleep in, like that. Then that won't take you back to the spiritual world. So it has to become ahoituki bhakti. So the jiva is the tashta, but when he becomes pure, then he can go back to the spiritual world. So then there is prakriti. Prakriti means energy. Prakriti means that which is dominated. So what is dominated? What is dominated? What is prakriti? Material energy. And what else is prakriti? Krishna says para prakriti in Bhagavad Gita. He says para prakriti and apara. Right? He says there's a superior energy, para prakriti, and there's an inferior energy, apara. So it is dominated. So in other words, everything is dominated by Krishna. Everything is just meant for Krishna's service. That's all. Everything. Everything is meant to be used in Krishna's service. When it's used in Krishna's service, then it becomes spiritual. Because everything is actually meant for Krishna's pleasure. But in the material world, we take the prakriti and we think, no, it is for my pleasure. When you're a brahmachari, you think, oh, that brahmacharini is meant for my pleasure. She's dancing like that for me. And the brahmacharini thinks, oh, that brahmachari, he's meant for my pleasure. He just goes out and he's the top book distributor because he just wants to impress me. So we have this mentality in the material world, right? That everything is meant for my pleasure. I am the enjoyer of the prakriti, because we think we are the purush. But we are not the purush. We are the prakriti. We are jiva. We are meant to serve Krishna. So then there is karma. Karma is the activities in the material world. The activities in the material world, Prabhupada says, of the five categories, this one can change. In other words, you can change your destiny. You can change your karma. A certain amount of karma will come from what we've done in the previous life. Right? Just like all of us are suffering in this material world. Hands up if you are suffering. Right? Only the new devotees don't put their hands up. Still in spiritual. The new devotees. Yeah, you go to Pabo and go and say, you suffering? He doesn't even know what suffering means. He can't even write suffering. There's no definition of suffering in his dictionary. Right? So, it means that karma can change. Because each one of us is suffering because of our previous karma. Right? But that can be changed. That can be destroyed. Aham, Twam, Sava, Pape, Pyo, Moksha, Yishami. Krishna says, Moksha. Moksha, I can destroy all of your previous sins. Everything that you did previously. But it still means you have to finish off your Parabdha. Your Parabdha means the karma that you've got in this world now, you still have to finish that. That doesn't go away. The karma you have in this body, which is already there, it might already be destroyed. The example is given, Banaswami explains. I can't remember where he got the example from, but there's an example. Just like you take a piece of silk, and if the silk is held near a flame, it actually disintegrates. But it looks like it's still a piece of silk. But if someone touches it, it just immediately just turns into dust. You understand the example? It's like a silk cloth. It's been held near a flame, near some heat, and it's actually become, it still looks like it's still there. But as soon as you touch it, it just disappears. So that's what our karma is like as devotees. Right? It's actually all gone now, but it's still just there, corrupt. It means it's there for the time being. But it will destroy. When the body is gone, it's all gone. But you still have to live out what is there in this body. That has to be there. Even Srila Prabhupada, he didn't have any karma, but his material body gave him problems. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a lot of health problems. He didn't have any karma either, because he was coming, he said he was a Manjari, Kamala Manjari. He writes in his Sharanagati. He says that he's actually from the spiritual world. He says that. So he was a self-realized soul. But still, in the material world, it means you have to suffer. That cannot be avoided. So karma can change. And then the final subject matter is? Ishvara, Prakriti, Jiva, Karma, and Kala. Kala means?
Time.
So that's what's being spoken out of in this verse. Time is a force which all of us are in. It is like a river. It's like when you're in a river, you just get carried along. Say you fall into the Ganga. Just like I remember I went on Navadvip Mandal Parikram in 1994, and we got on the boats, and the boats were going down the Ganga, big boats, with about 60 devotees in each boat. There's probably about 600 devotees. There's like, 10 boats kind of all going down the Ganga. So we're all going down the Ganga for about half an hour in these big boats, and it was quite hot. So there's one Russian brahmachari, and he was sitting on the back of the boat, and he was kind of sitting on the edge like that. A lot of us are sitting on the edge. So he was sitting there, and it was hot, and because he didn't have anything covering his head, he just fainted. He went off the boat. And then he woke up, and suddenly he's in the Ganga, middle of the Ganga. There's all these boats. So one of the other boats slowed down, and it's funny because we were on another boat watching it all. It wasn't funny for him. So it was a boat full of Matajis. So they were trying to pull him up onto the boat, And he's while they're pulling him up, his dhoti came off and floated down the Ganga. So he's in his saffron kopans, and all the muttages are trying to pull him onto the boat. You know, poor devotee. You know, we were all watching it. We were laughing. We were laughing. You know, we're trying not to laugh, but it was very. There was definitely a humorous side to the whole thing. So they put him on the boat, and then one of the muttages gave him a gumsha, so he wrapped his gumsha, and then he had to sit there, you know, with all the muttages until they got to the ghat. Like that, so. This is the material world. When you think you can enjoy, Krishna takes it all away from you suddenly. If you become proud, Krishna just takes it all away from you. It happens like that. So, the point is, when you're in the Ganga, then you're in the Ganga and you just get swept. And you can't control it. You're in a force which is greater than you. So, in this material world, we're in the river of Kala, the river of time. So, we're all in time and we're being swept by time and controlled by time, and there's nothing we can do. It's insurmountable. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kalosmi, I am time. It is my Shakti, Kala Shakti, it is his energy. So we're just being swept along. Just like now, it goes, now turn it back, go the other way. Right? Start pushing the other way. You can't. It's just that we're being swept by it. So it's one of the subject matters of the Bhagavad Gita, time. Now, in the spiritual world, there is also time. Krishna has Ashta Kaliya Lila. Kaliya, Kala, means time. There is time in the spiritual world. But the difference is, in the spiritual world, the time does not destroy. It doesn't have any potency to take anything away. In other words, no one gets old in the spiritual world. You wake up, Krishna wakes up every morning. Puranam Purusham Navayovanam Cha, Brahma Samhita says. Puranam Purusham. He is the oldest person. But every morning he wakes up, Navayovanam. He's a young boy. He's 16. He never goes past 16. He doesn't even grow a beard. He never gets to the age where he begins to develop a beard. Devotee said, just to Prabhupada, does he have a moustache? What is the answer?
No.
No. Okay. So what does he have? Does he have any hair on his upper lip? What is the answer? Yeah, like that. They said, Prabhupada said, yes, on the upper lip he has some hair, but it's like the hair on a peach. You know, very soft, like that. He has a little bit of, very soft, because he's never, he never goes past 16. So this is Krishna. He's very, he's always young, always youthful. And in the spiritual world, nothing deteriorates. The trees don't get old, the birds don't get old, the people don't get old, the devotees don't get old. Everyone's just eternally, constitutionally, in their position. Krishna wakes up every day, he's the same every day. And all of us are. But in the material world, Kala acts differently. In the spiritual world, there is time. So it means every day the sun comes up, right? Just like here, right? This is a reflection of the spiritual world. So every day, sun comes up in the east and goes down in the west. Right? Every day in the spiritual world, moon comes up in the east and goes down in the west. Same. Right? But no one gets older. Whereas here, every day, Bhagavatam says in the second canto, every day you get closer to death. Every day just means your life is deteriorating, that's all. This is the nature of the material world. So in this purport, Prabhupada is saying, we should take notice of what is happening. Bhagavatam is saying, Hariya Baba, you are going to die. That's basically what the Bhagavatam is saying. You are going to die. When Prabhupada was leaving the world in 1977, he said to the devotees, he said, don't think this won't happen to you. He said, don't think it won't happen to you. All of us are going to die. One girl, she had leukemia. She was 12 years old. She got initiated by Prabhupada. She came to see Prabhupada in 1976, I think it was. And she came to see Prabhupada in Vrindavan to leave her body. Her mother brought her there. And she came into the room to have a darshan of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was there. And she came, as soon as she came in, she began to cry. Because she was going to die. She had 6 months to live. She had leukemia. Only a 12-year-old girl, very scared. And Prabhupada said, Prabhupada did not get emotional at all. Prabhupada said, today you will die. Tomorrow I will die. And tomorrow, and the next day he will die. Who will not die in this material world? He said, there is nothing to lament. All of us will die. So then that pacified her, and then she, And then at the end, Prabhupada got up and he went to walk out, and then she began to cry again. But Prabhupada, she was scared. And Prabhupada said, I already said, today I will die. Tomorrow you will die, and the next day he will die. What is there to lament? And then Prabhupada left and walked out. So that's a very high level of realization. Most of us are very scared of death. We all say, we all give Bhagavatam class. We all say, there is no death. Like that, but when it comes, then we're all like, oh my God, what's this? I thought I was advanced in Krishna consciousness, but it will all get tested. It's not as easy as it seems. We read the books and we know the philosophy and we talk about it all the time, but when it actually starts happening, it's a different thing altogether. So the Bhagavatam is saying we're all going to die. Insurmountable time will take us in due course of time. Right? So prepare yourself. Become prepared. Become serious in Krishna consciousness. So tomorrow we're beginning Kartik Vrata. So it is a very powerful month. Most powerful month, because this month is governed. The presiding deity of this month is Srimati Radharani. So in this month, all the devotional service you do, it gets multiplied thousands of times. So Giriraj Maharaj, he gives an example. Just like the store, like Myers, they had their sale, Boxing Day sale, right? Famous. Right? So that means you can go there and you can get the same thing that you could have brought 2 days before. You can get it half price or 10%. Practically take it. So Kartik is like that, right? All the service you do in Kartik, then Krishna, Radharani, she will give you extra benefit, so much benefit here. So devotees, it says in the Nectar of Devotion, they like to go to Vrindavan or Mayapur or Puri or this temple, which is Mayapur and Vrindavan and Puri. Prabhupada said that. So we like to come here as much as we can for the month of Kartik, and we do special services for Krishna. Especially we increase our hearing and our chanting over the month of Kartik. Prabhupada said that all the devotees in ISKCON, in the month of Kartik, they have to sing the Damodar Ashtika every day. So every day you have to come and you have to sing Damodar Ashtika, and you have to offer a lamp to the deities. That gives them great pleasure. Like that. So you do this every day. And if you can, you take extra vows, maybe you chant some extra rounds, or you go to Mangalati every day for the month, or whatever your Vrata is, but you should do something to increase your attachment to Krishna, to become more attached. And then time cannot affect you. Then one day you'll die. Just like it says in the fifth chapter of the first canto of the Bhagavatam, Narada, when he left this body in this material world, he didn't even notice that he had died. Right? He was so absorbed in devotional service, he didn't even realize his material body disappeared. He was just absorbed in serving. And then what happened? The body just disappeared, and he just kept doing his service. He took birth, or he appeared as Narada. Right? He became a maidservant's son, then he transformed into Narada. Didn't even realize that that other body disappeared, and now he's still serving eternally. Like that. So actually, there's nothing to fear. Even though we're deep down, we're very scared, but there's actually nothing to fear. So just absorb yourself in devotional service, especially during Kartik, and increase your attachment to Krishna. And if you remember Krishna at the time of death, then yam yam vapi smaram bhavam, Krishna says, then you will go to a very powerful destination. You'll go to Goloka Vrindavan. So we'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments on what we have discussed?
Sometimes I'm just too tired of speaking all the time.
main thing is, the question is that if someone is very optimistic and very happy in this world, how do we deal with that when we're trying to preach to them or distribute books to those people? So the main thing is that when we're distributing books, we want them to take the book. So just say whatever you need to say to get them to take the book, and then let the book do the work. Harikesh Prabhu, who was a great Maharati, he was in charge of book distribution in Eastern Europe for many years, a very powerful devotee. He used to say that the books are like time bombs. So just make sure they take the book. Right? If they're in their illusion at this point in time, there's nothing you can do. You can't change them. So you just make sure they get the book. They say, oh, I'm so happy, you know, I'm so happy. Like they say, oh, great, this book's all about happiness. You can increase your happiness. Right? They say, you know, I'm a happy, they say, okay, it's all about bhakti yoga, it's about meditation, it's about beautiful things. So you take it and you'll be happy like that. Whatever it takes, just say whatever necessary so they'll take the book. And then later on, when everything changes, right, then it's a time bomb. It's ready, waiting. And then they'll think, oh, you know, now I'm suffering. You know, that girl on the street was right. You know, where's that book? And then they pick up the book and they read it. So you can't change them. Don't spend too much energy changing. Just try to get them to take the book. If someone has that optimistic mentality and you're preaching to them and they're favourable to become a devotee,
yes,
is that what you mean?
Yes, because of the impression.
And they're interested in Krishna consciousness and they're coming around, but they're very optimistic about the material world.
Yes.
All I can do. Just tell them to stick around. If they're happy to come, keep them coming. I mean, the material energy, it only lasts for a period of time anyway. That's all going to change, you know, guaranteed. It's guaranteed. So, you know, if they're happy to come at the moment, they're very optimistic. But if they're coming, that means they're attracted to Krishna. You know, so then if they're coming, then say, okay, just chant, right, and take prasad and hear these wonderful discourses that we give, where we tell you in the discourse that later in your life you're going to suffer like anything. You know, but if you're happy at the moment, then that's good. You know, if you're happy, then enjoy it while it's there, because it doesn't last very long. So is that okay? Okay. Any other question? Comment?
I actually heard what Mother is saying. I went to Auckland and I met some gentleman and he said, I've got a very good job, I've got a girlfriend, I have a girlfriend, I've got a good house. Very, very Krishna master. Very difficult to see.
Yeah. Any other question?
Prakriti is like a jiva's nature. Prakriti is what, jiva's nature?
Prakriti means that which is enjoyed. So the jiva is also prakriti. We are also meant to be enjoyed by Krishna.
Is there a relationship between the karma and prakriti? Based on the karma, is that
yeah, the apara prakriti, or the material energy, is where you get your karma from. She gives you your karma. Sponsored by apara prakriti. Birth, death, old age and disease. Sponsored by apara prakriti. Durga Devi. That's another class, but she is heavy. Any other question?
You were saying that Krishna is the most important thing. But we know that we get the Krishna. Still, if we are not determined, we want to say, we want to give some kind of determination is also very important.
Yeah, determination comes from associating with the devotees. That's where you go. Prabhupada also mentions that determination comes from practicing celibacy. Brahmacharya. So if you're a brahmachari, then you'll become strong in your determination. If you're attached to women, sex life, or women are attached to men, then the determination cannot be there. So you have to be strong. be a good brahmachari. Any other question? No, it means Krishna's assisting, like that. Desire is coming from your soul. The soul has desire. Right? It's not all, but the point is Krishna is facilitating that. If you want to forget him, he has to cover you with Maya, his energy, so that you can forget him. If you want to remember him, he facilitates that so that you can remember him, so that you can serve him. But the desire comes from you. If it was just coming from Krishna, we'd all be in the spiritual world right now. Because he only wants us to be in the spiritual world. He only wants us to be serving him. But because we have some... sometimes we want to serve him, sometimes we don't want to serve him. So accordingly, then he covers you with Yoga Maya or Maha Maya. With the Daivi Prakriti or with the material energy, according to your desire. Does it make sense?
So desire originates from the soul.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, because Swarat, Krishna, if you look in the first verse of the Bhagavatam, Krishna is Swarat. What does Swarat mean? He's independent. We're created like Krishna. Right? So we have independence. Right? Krishna is independent. We also have minute independence. Right? So it is your nature. Krishna has desires. Right? Krishna is full of desires. Right? We are also full of desires because we are created like him. Now, if you want to be separate from him, he facilitates that. He covers you. If you want to come to him, then he uncovers you. Like that. But it's up to you which way you want to go. He's just, man proposes, God disposes. So.
And once you desire, how much time it takes to
it's a material desire, it's desired by Durga. Durga, either. So she, according to your karma, okay, you want to be rich, right? But then, is your karma to be rich in this lifetime? Maybe in your karma for this lifetime, you're to be poor. So you work hard, it never happens. You see many people. Other people, they do practically nothing, they're rich, right? So that's your karma. That's facilitated by Durga. If you want to serve Krishna, right, then it is Krishna who reciprocates. Krishna, I want to serve you. So then it's up to Krishna how quickly you will come to him. It's up to you how quickly. Prabhupada said you can become Krishna conscious in a moment. But Krishna may act in such a way to make it difficult for you to increase your determination, like that. So sometimes you see when I have a desire, like I want to do some service for Krishna. And then sometimes it works very quickly. Krishna just sits there, dun, 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 dun. It all just happens very quickly because Krishna is facilitating that. Other times it's full with obstacles, right? Because Krishna also wants to teach us something. Right? So we have a desire to serve Krishna. It's up to him. Then he facilitates according to what you need to become purified. Does that answer your question? Okay. Any other question?
Prabhu, I was in Vrindavan last year.
think Bhakti Rasamrita Swami was doing that. If you want to do it, you can do it. It's up to you. Prabhupada said we should do Dhammada Ashtika every day and offer a candle. If you want to do extra things, you can do extra things. Bhakti Rasamrita Swami, I remember he was doing Gopi Gita every evening. Devotees were coming and they were listening to that Gopi Gita. So it's up to you what you want to do. Okay.
Probably it's related to the first question. If we say that Krishna desires our desires, and if it is something like merging with the Lord, something like Maya of desires, so when we have our own desires and we have our own pleasures, and if we unite with Krishna, and it is that is the principle of Maya, right? It is merging with the Lord, and if it doesn't, we don't depend on anything, it's all due to Krishna.
I don't understand.
No, if we say yes, that our desires are in line with Krishna, means we desire some of Krishna says like this. Then it's something of merging with the Lord, no? That means we are losing our faith, something like that.
If we serve Krishna.
No, not serving Krishna, the desires.
If we desire to serve Krishna.
No, exactly to serve Krishna.
I got no idea what you're talking about. Is this a complicated question or a simple question?
It's a complicated question.
Yeah, then it's probably better you don't ask it. Prabhupada said spiritual life is simple for the simple and complicated for the complicated. Keep it simple. Because at the end of the day, I don't think the question is going to make any difference. You understand the point? Yeah, so what? It's just if it's a question, if it's just a complicated question for the sake of the complicated question, is it going to make you chant your rounds better? If it is, then I'll answer it. If it's not, then we'll just leave it go. Right? The point is that spiritual life should be kept simple. Not that. Because I couldn't understand the question, that means it's complicated. Ask me later on. Ask me later on. Because I couldn't understand what you're saying. So. But keep things simple. Don't worry about this and about that. Just keep it simple. Just serve Krishna. Learn to chant attentively. If you want to do something in Kartik, if you want to do something, learn to chant attentively. Concentrate on that. Don't worry about what's going on in the Brahma Jyoti and all these things. Okay. Any other question or comment? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.